What do you think has been your most rewarding work?
I expect arbitration. I thoroughly enjoy arbitration. I mean, I don't hesitate to decide cases. I may have to think about them quite a bit, about what the evidence tells me, but I thoroughly enjoy doing arbitration work.
Do you think there's a significant change in the business of law in law firms and how they conduct business and how they solicit business or advertise on TV? That's all changed, hasn't it?
That's right. That's changed during my lifetime.
Right. And what
see,
do you
I don't like that.
Yeah.
I mean, I don't like all those ads. You see them every night. And no matter what you watch, they're advertising. And mostly the people that advertise are plaintiff's lawyers because they want to help people, they say, that have automobile accidents or that they owe the government $40,000 or $100,000. Come to us. We know more about that than anybody else. I don't like those ads. That was decided during my lifetime about whether or not you could advertise and pick a lawyer based on advertising.
Because it was just word of mouth, wasn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe TV advertising does a service because people will say, man, I need a lawyer. Who's it going to be? And most people don't have a lawyer's name.
Well, that's correct. They don't. But they can talk to other people and find out.
Yeah. Young law students that now come to this firm, and you were a young law student too, are they ahead of the game back when you were a young law student? Are they better equipped? How would you assess that?
Well, I don't know that they're better equipped, but most law firms that are big law firms like ours do typically recruit from the top academic graduates of the law schools. We've got lawyers from all law schools. We've got a lot of lawyers from the University of Tulsa, a lot from the University of Oklahoma. We have lawyers from Virginia. We have lawyers from all different law schools, but usually, not always, but almost always, they stand high academically in their class.
It would be unusual probably for somebody to track your career and for it to happen to them. Luck plays a lot in our life, or you can give credit to God if you like. But you had a lot of those luck moments when somebody just mentioned your name.
Yeah, I don't know if I told you this before or not, but Donna has a granddaughter who's a 3L. She'll be graduating in the springtime at the University of Oklahoma. And she's taking a course in oil and gas law. And her oil and gas teacher is a woman who I think was trained in Calgary, Canada. And of course, Canada applies the common law. That's where she learned it, and she decided to be a teacher, and she's married to an oil and gas engineer or geologist, I've forgotten. Well, when she found out that this little gal in her class, that I was her grandfather, she had read a paper that I had written. So she said, I want him to come over here and talk to the class. So I went over about a month ago. I talked to the class and I told them that I'm not going to talk to you about anything involving oil and gas. I'm going to talk to you about some of my experiences in the arbitration world. And then I said to them, you, each one of you, is going to have something happen to you that you don't know. And I don't know. And it's called luck. And it can be either good luck or bad luck. And how you deal with that matter may shape substantially where you end up in the field of law. I believe that to be true. And I had good luck. I met that fella up at the University of Michigan, and he asked me, what would you think about the legal department of Shell Oil Company?
He set your whole life in order, didn't he?
I'd never heard of a legal department of an
right,
oil company.
Right. Here you are, 95, and you'll be 96.
In April.
In April. I'm sure people ask you, why do you think you've been able to live this long? And do you even have an answer?
Oh, well, I don't know.
Right.
I can't answer that. I mean, I've had good health.
What is the toughest part of growing old?
Well, you do encounter some things that are, I think, more difficult to resolve, maybe, when you're older. I mean, I don't move around as well, but I'm still able to drive. I drive to the office every day. Now, there may be some difference of opinion between my children and me about whether or not I ought to be driving up to my farm in Kansas. I mean, I think I can still do that. They may have doubt about that, but for example, the dove season opens every year on September 1 in Kansas and Oklahoma. Now, I can't hunt quail because I can't walk around like you have to walk around to hunt quail or pheasants. But, you know, some things you don't do as well
right.
when you get older.
But you have your mind in so clear, and you can remember all these details that you've talked to us about now. I mean, it's absolutely amazing. You've been really blessed that way.
Well, I guess that's right.
What advice do you give to young people in general or people of the law? What do you tell them?
I answer any questions they want to ask. They want to know, how did you get picked as an arbitrator? Well, I don't know necessarily how I got picked.
Yeah.
But my name has appeared, and I belong to various groups of people, organizations that do arbitration work. They may recommend to people that are in a dispute, you might give thought to this fella, Judge Morris. Sometimes, not very often, but four or five times, the lawyers on the two sides will say, can we come in and talk to you together? Sit at this table. I can remember one. It involved language in an agreement. The lawyer on the plaintiff's side wanted me to say, I think, that I could be persuaded that that language might not be overriding. He wanted me to say that it wouldn't be overriding, even though it was pretty plain. So he said to me, how would you read that language? He was sitting right there, and the other one was, I'd look at that language pretty carefully. And I said, if it's clear, I'm likely to be affected by its clearness. Well, he didn't want me to say that. They didn't pick me. That's understandable. That's all right. Because on some occasions, there have been other factors that have persuaded me that maybe there were other things that led the parties to do what they did that were a bit of a departure from that language there. You don't always know.
You love the law.
Oh, I do.
I just think it's remarkable that the interest in law came to you probably in junior high school, I think you said, and nobody had an influence in that. Nobody talked law. How that came to you then? You talk about luck.
Yeah.
Or the man upstairs. That happened to you then, didn't it?
It must have.
Yeah. How would you like to be remembered?
Well, I'd like to be remembered as a good lawyer and a person that loved the outdoors, loved to hunt, enjoyed sports. I thoroughly enjoyed, for example, this last weekend, Roger Federer is 36 years old, and he won the Australian Open.
How many has he won?
Oh,
20?
He's won a lot. More than anybody else.
Yeah. You enjoyed watching that?
Oh, loved watching it. I never played golf, but I like to watch golf. Donna, my wife, she used to play golf, so she knows more about golf, really, than I do. But I like to watch golf. I liked one of the opening tournaments, the one at Torrey Pines this year. Not yesterday, but the day before yesterday. It closed that night, and they were tied.
Right.
So then they started again yesterday morning, and just two of them, and they were tied. And I think on the second shot for each of them, they both made very good shots, and the golf ball went right on the green. But there was a slope, and one of them, his golf ball went over into a trench in the water. Of course, that determined it. The other fellow won.
Yeah.
Well, that was luck.
it sure was.
Bad luck.
Yeah, it was. Good luck and bad luck there, right. You're looking forward to being 100?
As I get closer to it, see, people that are getting old, they have something happen to them, just like your friend that you told me about. They got up the next morning and he was dead.
He was 55, yeah.
Now, nobody knows how to account for that exactly.
No.
And that's more likely to happen to you when you get old.
Yeah.
But I don't worry about it. And I'll tell you what I don't want to happen is I don't want to end up in some nursing home where I don't know what I'm doing. I mean, I hope when the lights go out, I want them out.
Well, you have been a delight, and I have so looked forward to this interview with you. You're just great. This law firm's lucky to have you here, and the town is too. So thank you, Judge. You're Judge for Life. Thank you for sharing your life with us here.
Well, thank you. I've thoroughly enjoyed it.